podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Dom, I'm a single mom with two daughters, one 16 and one 21. My oldest has always been a good kid, and I adore her. Say it with me, guys.
But
her boyfriend of 2 years just proposed to her, and she said yes. And they want to get married around Christmas. Amy writes, I'm trying to act supportive and all that, but inside I'm torn up. She has zero life experience, and 21 is just way too young to get married. I was 30 when I got married and then had her at 33. My fear, and I thought this is interesting, my fear is that telling her this will cause trouble between us. Plus, what if she tells her boyfriend and then they get married and he will always hold a grudge against me because I tried to talk my daughter out of marrying him? And I know my 16-year-old will see this as a green light to marry early. How do you deal with this? Her father is thrilled with the news, which would only reinforce that I'm the bad guy. Any suggestions for how to delicately handle this would be appreciated. Call me Amy.
Oh man.
21.
Well, that is pretty young, but you're still a parent. You're always going to be your parent. And I say you tell her don't do it. Sorry. My mom still tells me things that I should and shouldn't do.
Well,
I don't
none
always
of us
follow
are surprised
it. I don't always follow
that.
It, but you know, there's experience there, and you listen to experience.
I get her trepidation with the grudge holding if she comes across as being kind of like the evil mother-in-law, and then she gets married, and then this guy kind of maybe starts to alienate her because the mom doesn't support us. Like, you know, it's just a very slippery slope, and I get it.
You know, and it's that situation again because Amy's a single mom. And when dad is on the other side saying, yahoo,
that's
go for
girl.
It. And she's like, really? And you know, anytime we talk about this, we will get like 800 emails from people that say, well, we got married at 18 and we've been married
sure.
for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I always write back and I say, I am so happy for you. Yes, it can happen. But if you go ask 100 people who got married at age 20, if you asked 100 of them at age 30 whether it was a good idea, what do you honestly mm-hmm. believe the percentages are that are going to say, yeah, mm-hmm. that's the smartest thing I ever done? What percentage? We're not saying it can't happen.
I mean, I don't know. Because, I mean, if you look back at your parents and grandparents, that's all they ever did was marry it. By 21, a lot of people had 8 kids.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. the times were different.
It's a different time,
then.
Emily. It's a different time.
Yeah, I think people that
with
get
the
married
tender.
At 21 and make it, they're the exception to the rule.
Well, of course they are.
And look, I'm 33 and pretty glad I never got married any time in my 20s, which was an option for me.
Multiple times.
Yeah, but now, good Lord, no. Give me her number. I'll call the 21-year-old.
Don't do it.
That's the best way to do it. We'll go do some shots and I'll talk her out of it.
An intervention. Listen, here's our number, 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. How would you address Amy's concern that if she goes to her daughter and says, don't do it, then suddenly her daughter and her soon-to-be son-in-law kind of alienate her? Here's Lynn. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
What do you got to say about this?
I think her daughter's an adult, and hopefully she raised her to be independent and smart and make good decisions. And it's still her daughter's decision. Apparently, mom's decision to marry late didn't work since she's a single mom. So there's no guarantees regardless of your age.
True, but would you agree that you've got a better shot at 30 than you do at 20?
I don't know. I don't statistics show that there's a better shot anytime.
I mean, we're talking real life experience here. So you're telling me if you had a 20-year-old, you would encourage them to go get married?
Oh, I wouldn't encourage it.
Okay, well, that's what we're talking about here. I mean, at some point as a parent, you've got to still express, you know, an influence no matter how old your kids are.
Absolutely. And I think because these are adult children, this isn't a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
You sit down, have supper with them, let them know I'm your mom, I'm concerned.
Yeah, good for you.
I love you both.
I like
Wait
the supper part, too. I'm glad for the supper.
Lasagna.
Mm. I'm glad you called, Lynn. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Here comes Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What's the word?
The word is, you know, I think the best thing to do to learn something in life is trial and error. You learn from your mistakes. And the nicest way to tell her is, hey, if you feel the time is right, by all means, go ahead, but I'm here for you if it doesn't work out, you know?
I guess that's a pretty significant, I mean, that's not like, hey, I'm going to try this particular hobby and if it doesn't work out. I mean, you are talking a big life change.
Paperwork.
And yeah, I don't know that you just say, well, you learned from your mistake.
Right. Divorce ain't free.
But anyway, I appreciate your thoughts, Mike. Thank you.
Hey, no problem.
Appreciate you being on the show. Who's next up? Here's Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
What do you say?
Well, I was 20 and I got married, and when I called my mom to tell her that he proposed, the first thing she said to me was, just because he asked doesn't mean you have to say yes. And even though she was right, because I got divorced 2 years later, it did cause a rift between us, because I automatically thought, well, she doesn't like him. So when there were any problems or anything, I didn't want to call her and talk to her about it, because, well, she already doesn't like him, so she's just going to...
Well, I understand that, but how old are you now?
I'm 33.
So do you look back and say mom was right?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I'm married now. I got married at 28 the second time, and I knew myself way better and knew what I wanted way better at almost 30 than I did at 20.
Yeah, and we have 20-year-olds listening to this right now, and they will just say, oh, it's just some old guy talking. There is no doubt you are a completely different person at 30 than you are at 20. And it's not just you. The person you're marrying is a completely different person at 30 than they are at 20.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. I definitely agree with that. I don't think telling her, you know, maybe tell her, yeah, I think this is a great idea. Maybe push it back a year just so we have more time to plan. And that also gives them another year to get used to each other and see if that's what they want. But I think...
Or push it back but 8 years. That's a guy. I vote for 8 years. Sarah's up next. Jennifer, have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks.
Go for the long engagement.
But mama, we're in love.
Mama.
Hello, Sarah.
Good morning.
Your turn.
So I think if mom says, no, don't do it, she's going to have a huge rift between her and the daughter. But if she's supportive and just says, hey, I like this guy. You've been together for 2 years. Obviously, there's something going on here. But let's, you know, hang on to the engagement and let's put it off a little bit and just extend the wedding date out. So maybe another year or two with this guy, and they'll go through life a little more together, decide it doesn't work, or they're stronger for it.
Another year or two or eight.
Yeah, yeah. I was 28 when I got married, so yeah.
Sarah, have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Appreciate the call. And Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
The word is what?
I agree with all these previous callers that I think she should be very supportive and encourage the extending of the engagement and be helpful in the wedding planning, but I think that she needs to give her daughter a white flag or get out of jail free card, because when I got married at 21, nobody told me that when I had this thought in the back of my head that I knew that it wasn't the right thing to do, that it was okay to walk away, even though there was all these plans in place and all these people coming to a wedding, and that it was okay to walk away because you're embarrassed.
You know what? That is such a great point, Jessica, and I'm really glad you made it, that I think many times young people get overwhelmed with the planning of it, and they have the
you're
same thought
up.
That you do. Is like, well, now I can't let all these other people down, and now I'd be embarrassed if I walked away. It's like, no, walk away. If it's
so
not
much
right,
cheaper
walk,
now
yeah.
than to divorce later.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, you don't know yourself. And I'm now on my third marriage, and I know myself so much better now. And I'm so much happier. I'm with the person I'm meant to be with. We now have 4 beautiful children. Like, it's a whole different experience.
Yeah.
But with that first marriage, like, you just know there's something, you just know, like, oh, my God, I shouldn't be doing this. So there needs to be, during that hopefully extended engagement, not a bad conversation, just like, by the way, no matter what, if there is some inkling that you don't want to do this, it's okay. You're not disappointing anybody.
Yeah.
I will take care of everything for you.
Jessica, we got to run, but thank you for your thoughts on this. I appreciate you opening up.
Uh-huh.
Have a good weekend.
She used to be like an HR manager. It's an open door policy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody's advising Amy here to not be supportive. But I mean, just because you're supportive doesn't mean that you necessarily go gung-ho with a blessing on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I smell what you're cooking.
You still have to be a parent. And I don't care if they're 20 or 25. I mean, you still have to step in and at least express yourself. And you can do it with love. Hey, I love you, honey, and I want what's best for you. I'm not sure this is what's best for you. You know? Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that, Chris? You're a mom who's watched your kids get married, and have you ever wanted to speak up?
Yes. It's a fine line, though. You're right about that. You know, you need to do it with love, and they're going to be defensive no matter what. So just expect that.
Yeah. Because really, and this is not meant as an instance. Look, I was 21. Look, I got married. I got married young.
Mm-hmm,
so
too.
I can speak from experience. I got married very young. So let me just talk about it and say, you know, it's a very, very difficult thing for a young person.
Mm-hmm.
And in some parts of the young adolescent mind, you think that it is a sign that you have matured and that you're all grown up.
Right, right.
But no, it's sometimes you're just making a terrible decision.
How are these kids not more scared? Sometimes I am scared of getting married. Like, forever is a really, really long time.
I hope she goes for it. Do it.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Yep.
You're kind of an SOB sometimes,
aren't you? Just live your life.
Yes, girl.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.